It's Thursday, August 26th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. The University of Nevada, Reno has announced its first positive case of COVID-19 since the fall semester started Monday. Last week, 64 students, faculty, and staff tested positive for COVID-19. That week, the Student Health Center saw a 7.1% test positivity rate. That's according to the university's own data. In May of last year, the World Health Organization recommended a test positivity rate of 5% for at least 2 weeks before reopening. Masks are required on campus in indoor settings regardless of vaccination status, and students who wish to enroll in the spring must have proof of vaccination, but the more than 20,000 people on campus now are not required to be vaccinated. Washoe County's two-week COVID-19 test positivity rate is now at its highest level since last December, KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
The latest data from the state shows that, on average, 19.8% of all coronavirus tests performed over the last 2 weeks have come back positive. Test positivity is used to measure the spread of the coronavirus in a community. Dr. Rika Danko, who is with the Washoe County Health District, says hospital wards are becoming overrun with COVID patients, just like they were a year ago.
Except the difference now, we do have a vaccine option, but the patients that are in the hospital are predominantly, and I would say approaching 100% unvaccinated status.
In Washoe County, roughly 60% of eligible residents are fully vaccinated, the second highest rate in the state behind Carson City. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
Hospital officials in northeastern Nevada are pleading with residents to get vaccinated against the coronavirus as cases in the area continue to climb. Administrators and nursing staff at Northeastern Nevada Regional Hospital made the request in an open letter published in the Elko Daily Free Press Tuesday. It states that increased COVID-19 hospitalizations have put an unsustainable strain on the 75-bed hospital. The letter goes on to say most of the people admitted in recent weeks are under the age of 50, and all of them are unvaccinated. According to state data, Elko County has one of the lowest vaccination rates in Nevada, with less than a third of eligible residents fully vaccinated. Nevada will not sign on to a proposed $26 billion multi-state settlement with drug companies in hopes of getting a better deal. The settlement is part of the ongoing legal battle against opioid distributors McKesson, Cardinal Health, and AmerisourceBergen, as well as manufacturer Johnson & Johnson. According to the Nevada Independent, Attorney General Aaron Ford this week called Nevada's portion of the settlement woefully insufficient. The state would receive $240 million under the current deal. His office will instead pursue separate negotiations, but did not say how much money the state would seek. The U.S. Department of Justice is reviewing a decision by a federal judge in Nevada which declares a section of U.S. immigration law unconstitutional and discriminatory. KUNR's Paul Boger reports.
Reno-based District Court Judge Miranda Due decided last week that the law making it a felony to reenter the United States following deportation violates the Constitution's equal rights protections. In her ruling, she argues the law was originally designed to stop immigration from Mexico nearly a century ago. The Justice Department's review will help determine whether it will appeal Due's decision to the Ninth Circuit. While other federal courts have ruled on aspects of the law, no other judge has found it unconstitutional. The plaintiff in the Nevada case, Gustavo Carrillo Lopez, was indicted in 2019 under the Trump administration's zero-tolerance immigration policy and was deported twice before. Paul Boger, KUNR News.
The Washoe County Commission has given tentative approval for a new subdivision in the Red Rock area north of Reno. Commissioners voted 4-1 Tuesday to approve a planning map submitted by Lifestyle Homes for Phase 1 of its Silver Hills community. The first phase would include the construction of more than 350 homes. In July, planning commissioners denied the company's map over concerns that it does not comply with the county's master plan. However, that ruling was overturned. Developers estimate the subdivision would contain as many as 1,700 homes when fully built. A California appeals court has blocked the expansion of a famous ski resort at Lake Tahoe. A three-justice panel says the plan fails to adequately address potential harm to air and water quality, as well as increased noise levels and traffic in the area. It granted parts of two appeals brought by Sierra Watch on Tuesday over the planned development at the site of the 1960 Winter Olympics. It reversed a state judge's 2018 ruling and ordered the lower court to issue a new ruling specifying additional actions the resort must take to ensure the expansion complies with the California Environmental Quality Act. Those are your morning news headlines for Thursday, August 26th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.